Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August 13th, Friday the 13th. Be careful out there. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 7.25 cents, at 580.5, September wheat up 16.75 cents at 770.25, and November beans up 14.75 cents at 1355.75. We had two sales this morning, 326,000 metric tons of beans to unknown and 126,000 metric tons of beans to China. So that could explain the buying overnight. Today is going to be really all about trying to figure out what the report is. There was talk out yesterday that one of the reasons the corn broke so much off the highs is that there may be more acres out there than were thought. And that pushed the corn back down off the highs. But we're right back today. Interesting that we filled the gap yesterday on December corn, but closed a quarter of a cent under that. But we're now back higher again here today. We've got crude oil basically steady, but the dollar's down 28 ticks. So that'll help the wheat a lot. Not a lot, but it'll certainly help the wheat. As we move forward, you know, I'm still convinced that the numbers are too low on the yields. I think bean yields are a bushel and a half too low. I think corn is 2 bushels low, which makes a big difference. I mean, even where we're at, I don't think prices justify where we're at in terms of these carryouts. We've got 1.25 billion bushels of corn. We've got 155 million bushels of beans and 627 wheat. The wheat's tight, I grant you that. The beans are tight, corn's tight, but it's not a critical level in my opinion. So, and if we do see more, better yield out there next month, I think it really takes a lot of the bite out of this market. But in the meantime, if the Chinese keep buying it, we can certainly see higher prices. Inflation's certainly on everybody's mind, so that can push the market higher. But the weather looks, you know, great to me. We've had a lot of scattered rains all over the country. We're going to get more rains in the next 2 weeks. Temperatures are going to moderate down to the high 70s to low 80s in many areas. It's going to turn a little bit drier in northern Iowa into Minnesota and South Dakota, a little bit into North Dakota, but not bad, not as bad as it's been. So, you know, I think overall the yields south, you know, from Illinois, southern Iowa, Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, we're going to see big yields, in my opinion, when it's all said and done out here. So we'll see what the crop ratings say on Monday, but I would be shocked if they didn't see improvements on corn, maybe 1%, maybe 2%, beans, 1% to 2%. You know, I think these crops have gotten an awful lot of help from these rains out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. And by the way, if you're a baseball fan, you just had a love last night. I think it was historically one of the greatest games I've ever seen. Certainly the greatest setting I've ever seen. And it was just an incredible thing. I wish I had been there, but it was just great even watching it on TV. And as a longtime, lifetime White Sox fan, I certainly enjoyed the outcome. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-TT-HEDGE.